This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The dollar, a greenback, one simoleon, a buck. It is by far the dominant medium of exchange in global trade. It is also, not for nothing, the most dominant global reserve currency. Other countries and big financial institutions want it because it's safe and stable and strong. Maybe too strong. Since the Federal Reserve started raising interest rates a year and a half ago, the dollar's been on something of a tear. So much of a tear that last year big companies were complaining the dollar's strength was eating into their overseas profits. Currency markets can be volatile, of course, and the dollar spent part of this past spring and summer getting weaker, but surged with a vengeance in August against Asian currencies in particular, which has prompted strong words from authorities in Japan and China, both of which say they will do what they have to stop their currencies slide. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes is on the overseas dollar desk today.
If you're outside the U.S., there is basically one upside to a strong dollar. Jean Maria Milese Ferretti of Brookings says U.S. consumers and companies have money that goes farther, so they can buy more of what you're selling.
In dollar terms, your cost of production is going down, and hence you can, if you want, sell more, given that you are more competitive.
Beyond that, a strong dollar is mostly downside. Start with the fact that many governments and companies borrow in U.S. dollars. Ishwar Prasad is a professor of economics at Cornell.
The value of their debt in terms of their domestic currencies has gone up. The debt servicing costs have gone up. And usually when the dollar strengthens, it makes it much harder to get new loans in dollar terms.
Also, a stronger dollar makes it harder for countries to keep investments local. Rising interest rates have made parking money in the U.S. particularly attractive. Vasily Serebrikov is a foreign exchange strategist at UBS.
You could borrow money at nearly 0% in Japan and invest it in either short-term CDs or buy treasury bills and earn a significant positive yield.
There are a couple of tools central banks can use to keep their currencies from depreciating against the dollar. One, raise their own interest rates, even if their own economies aren't running so hot. Brookings' Jean Maria Milese Ferretti says this is known as defending the currency.
It is not a defense that is cost-free because higher interest rates take a toll on the domestic economy, as they do in the U.S.
Another tool is what's called direct intervention in foreign exchange markets. Cornell's Ishwar Prasad says countries save up reserves of dollars precisely for this reason.
Rainy day funds, those are exactly what those are.
So when the sky is getting cloudy, a central bank can sell U.S. dollars, buy more of its own currency, and hopefully keep it from falling too far. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.